My name is Marie DeRousse Wu, and I am a graduate student at the University of Minnesota Twin Cities. I am in the History Department, where I just finished my second year and defended my master's thesis, which is titled The French Imperial Legacy in the Hexagon. My thesis asks, do stereotypes about immigrants in the French media influence hiring decisions? I focus on three main immigrant groups: Asians, from China and former Indochina, North Africans, and Sub-Saharan Africans. First, I examined newspaper reports of crime committed by or against immigrants over the past few decades. I found that there are very few articles about crime in Asians, and many more about crime in the two African groups. This difference cannot be explained away by differences in the actual crime rate, because the number of crimes and proportion of articles that discussed each immigrant group differed from one newspaper to the next. I then compared these different immigrant groups in terms of their employment using French census data. You might expect that, since Asians are seen as the least violent immigrant group, they would have better employment opportunities. However, in the past 50 years, Asians have been much more likely to hold lower status jobs, like manual labor, compared to African immigrants, who have been more likely to have higher status jobs that require more education. Finally, I compared employment status for all three immigrant groups for the last decade. I also looked at gender differences. For all three immigrant groups, immigrant women are either more likely than native-born French women to work full-time, or there's just no difference. However, immigrant men are less likely than native-born Frenchmen to work full-time. So it appears that, prejudices against immigrants aside, Africans are not more disadvantaged in the workforce compared to Asians. In fact, in terms of occupational status, Asians are the ones who are disadvantaged. Gender appears to be a much more important factor than immigrant group in determining disadvantage in employment status. In conclusion, there are nasty stereotypes about immigrants in the French media. That's the bad news. However, these stereotypes do not necessarily correspond to discrimination in hiring decisions, and that's the good news. I would like to thank Chen Yu Wu, my colleague and husband, as well as my thesis committee, for their help with this project.